USA News, I'm John Schaefer. President Biden is scheduled to visit the U.S.-Mexico border on Thursday amidst mounting criticism of his immigration policy. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre told reporters the president intends to encourage Republicans to reconsider a border deal that was brokered by a bipartisan group of senators.
Stop playing politics and to provide the funding needed for additional U.S. Border Patrol agents, more asylum officers, fentanyl detection technology, and more.
The agreement collapsed earlier this month following staunch opposition from Republicans who argued that it lacked sufficient measures to stem the tide of illegal immigration. Authorities say the individual accused in the killing of a University of Georgia student is an illegal immigrant with a prior criminal record. Jose Ibarra was apprehended in connection with the homicide of 22-year-old Lakin Riley, whose remains were found last week in a wooded area near the university. Former President Trump is seeking to overturn his $454 million civil fraud verdict in New York. His legal team submitted a notice of appeal Monday, pointing to alleged judicial errors. The appeal disputes the ruling that Trump misrepresented his wealth to advance his real estate interests. The 2024 presidential contest makes its way to Michigan on Tuesday, following Donald Trump's decisive victory over Nikki Haley in her native South Carolina last Saturday, effectively securing the Republican nomination for president. While Trump is anticipated to secure Michigan, Haley remains committed to the race, saying a majority of Americans disapprove of both Trump and President Biden. A significant U.S. Supreme Court hearing Monday centered on the influence of social media companies on online content, the court scrutinizing laws supported by Republicans in Texas and Florida, which were enacted amid allegations that platforms like TikTok, Facebook, and YouTube exhibit bias against conservative viewpoints. The companies contend any regulation targeting them infringe upon their First Amendment freedom of speech. This is USA News.
The inventor and CEO of MyPillow is always looking for ways to solve everyday problems. Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? It's basically a towel that's leaving you out to dry. That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels. Towels that work. I know, it's mind-blowing. Towels that actually dry you. The six-piece towels that includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. They come in a variety of colors, and right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the radio listener special. MyPillow products come with a 10-year warranty and they have a 60-day money-back guarantee. To receive this amazing offer on the six-piece set of MyPillow towels, just go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
The Federal Trade Commission has filed a lawsuit seeking to halt the merger between grocery giants Kroger and Albertsons. The FTC contends that the proposed merger, which would constitute the largest consolidation in U.S. supermarket history, could lead to increased consumer prices. Initially announced in 2022, the merger aimed to unite the 5th and 10th largest retailers in the nation. Some politicos want him to step up and potentially challenge for the Democratic presidential nomination, but California Governor Gavin Newsom says he's all in for a second Biden term in the White House. Ryan Daniels has more.
He says the economy has weathered historic inflation because paychecks have continued to roll for millions of Americans.
What he's done in 3 years has been a masterclass, close to 15 million jobs. That's eight times more than the last three Republican presidents combined.
Speaking on NBC's Meet the Press, Newsom said he felt confident Biden would come out on top in the 2024 election. Meanwhile, the Trump campaign continues to push messages about the U.S. economy and how it was humming under his administration prior to the COVID-19 pandemic.
A significant weather system is moving across the United States. Snowfall expected in the Mountain West while the plains face the risk of fires. Additionally, the Midwest may experience thunderstorms. This marks the onset of the first of two storm systems that are expected to affect the country in the coming week. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.